Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not used to preaching in this room, but it's kind of fun. Part of the reason why I wanted to sing that particular song, aside from the refrain, which is always good to be reminded, but Jesus is indeed the potter and we are the clay. And then on that third verse, the last line says, "Touch me and heal me, Savior divine." And this, the reason for that is the gospel text today. This is one of my favorite gospel lessons from Jesus. I dearly love it. Because passages like this, if you let them, in some ways they can totally wreck your life. Totally change your life. It's a good thing. I'm willing to bet, in fact, I know for certain, you will leave here today different than when you came in. I know it to be true. Going away a totally different person is what Jesus did today in the gospel lesson for the deaf and the mute man. Jesus showed a couple of things. That faith is unstoppable. And that Jesus unstops what binds us and holds us back. The fact is, the truth is, most of us have heard many of Jesus, if not all of Jesus' miracles. And we've heard them so often, we tend to take them for granted. Like, it's no big deal. Jesus was God and Jesus was man. Therefore, Jesus could accomplish anything he wanted to. It's kind of like, well, we knew how World War II was going to end. No, we didn't. No, we didn't know what Jesus was going to be like when he got here. But when he does a miracle in front of your eyes for the first time, now that's a different thing altogether. And that's what's happening today. Because I want you to approach this story as though you have never heard it. Get it, pun intended, deaf man. Sorry. As though you've never heard it before. I want you to think of this man now as someone that you know. You've known him for years. He's deaf, he's mute. So, listen. And I want you to see in your mind's eye, fresh and new, what takes place in verses 32 to 35. Some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven, and with a deep sigh, he said to him, "Ephphatha," and of course we know that means be open. At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak plainly. Wow! Think about this. Take a moment. Stop and think about what this is. This miracle has happened in front of you. So let me ask you now, is this just another ho-hum day in your life? I don't think so. Put yourself there. See this group of people. See them bring this guy and beg Jesus to cure this man. And then you see Jesus do that. Now, if you would. Well, I was going to have you read with me something, but I don't know that it's going to be easy to do. Let me just listen to verse 37. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. Say it with me. "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." They were overwhelmed with amazement. Jesus has just unstopped the ears and the tongue of a deaf, mute man that you know. Now, think with me for a moment. What does Jesus doing this miracle tell you about him? And what it can mean for you and I. This is the point I was making about you leaving here different than when you came in. Jesus has done this miracle for us. For us to witness. And as a result of that witness, you and I are now changed. One thing to learn is that Jesus is demonstrating his passion for each individual person in this world. Jesus does this miracle in a Gentile-dominated area, and it's unlikely that this man was a Jew. This reminds us that Jesus has come to give his gifts to the entire whole world. Jesus and his gifts of grace and mercy and unstoppable faith are not bound by ethnic or political or geographical restrictions. Thinking about that then, do we realize that we are also not bound in declaring God's love and grace by those restrictions? We leave here today free of the limits that we have placed on ourselves in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, because Jesus was free of those restrictions. We are free to give away the gift of God's good news in Christ to those whom God brings into each of our lives. Now, there's another thing that we're taught today regarding Jesus' passion for each person in this world. And it's demonstrated by how it is that Jesus went about healing this fellow. I had a friend in seminary whose name was Mark, and Mark was a member of the deaf community. And Mark shared some good observations in class one day about today's gospel lesson. He said that these actions of Jesus, were significant in communicating to the deaf person. He was signifying things on an emotional as well as a spiritual and physical level. Jesus did this. One, he took the man aside from the crowd, privately. Two, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Three, Jesus spit. Four, he touched the man's tongue. Five, he looked to heaven, and six, Jesus sighed. Together, all of these actions, they were done for that man's benefit and communicated to him how important he was to Jesus. Now, by taking the man aside from the crowd, that tells him that Jesus is going to focus all of his attention only on that man. The other thing this does is that the man is then also allowed to focus all of his attention on Jesus. You see, a deaf person uses his sight to receive communication. So a crowd creates for a deaf person visual noise, distraction. Too many sources of information at one time would be confusing and frustrating. Now Jesus, by taking the man aside from the crowd, communicates that Jesus understands this. Now, another note of significance about this is that we can know, you and I can know, that Jesus, as we sang, who is the potter, who is the creator of the universe, Jesus cares for each one of you. He cares for each one of us individually. Think about it. Jesus knows and understands the needs and the details of each of our needs, each of our concerns. And also, Jesus knows best how to address those needs and concerns. Jesus took the man aside, and he focused his healing and saving work on him. Jesus does the same with us. He focuses his saving attention on each of us, like the times when we come to communion and we hear Jesus' words, "This is my body given for you." When Jesus touches you, like with the man today, though it may be a personal thing, and it is a personal thing, that touch in your life now becomes part of the larger story of God. And by the gift of unstoppable faith that James also speaks of in his epistle, you are now part of what God will use to point others to the cross of Jesus Christ. Only in the cross, again, as we sang earlier, only in the cross is all true healing found. The cross is where sin is paid for. And in the cross, by Jesus' sacrifice, and through His resurrection, we, like the man in this story today, we are also, through Jesus, made whole. Now next, when Jesus puts His fingers in the man's ear, then spits and touches the man's tongue, my friend Mark says that Jesus is telling the man two things by these actions. By spitting, by making the gesture for what tastes bad, Jesus is telling the man that these two parts of the man's body are where the problem is. The other thing is, this, and this is the important one, this is what prepares the man for what Jesus is about to do. Now Jesus looks up. And this is a significant thing. I'll show you why. Okay, how many of you looked over there when I looked? Okay. You looked to see what I was looking at. Jesus, by looking up, is telling this man that what He's going to do for him has its source in heaven above. Jesus lets this man know by sign language that he would understand that Jesus' power is heavenly power. When combined with the healing, this man will have no doubt that he's been healed by the promised one whom God has sent from heaven above. Who but the God of heaven, who created the tongue and the ear, could unstop and heal both by one single word? This action by Jesus reveals Jesus' power over sin and disease, over death and the devil. It also does another thing. It reveals the compassion of Christ. The compassion of Christ for those of us who are separated from God by our sin. Jesus delivers to this man. He delivers this man from his infirmities. And in so doing, restores to him the wholeness that God intended for this man when he was created. Jesus does the same thing. Think about this. This is what changes you. Jesus does the same thing for all of us and for each one of us on the cross. He changes you and I there. He takes on sin and overcomes it. Like a broken bone that's stronger after it heals, all creation, all of creation is redeemed by Christ and is better because of the cross and Jesus' resurrection. Jesus did all the right actions for us so that we would get the message of who He is and we would get the benefit of His grace. In fact, you and I can identify very well with the deaf man in today's lesson. Jesus unblocked his ears so he could hear. He was then able to hear the good news of the kingdom of God clearly. Martin Luther said about this miracle, "Satan would like to stop up the ears and mouths of people because the gospel rests on the word of God. If Satan can block the word of God from being heard with the ears and confessed with the tongue, then belief in Jesus as the Redeemer of this world could be stopped." So says Uncle Marty. Now, I know my friend Mark, he works hard to do what it takes to bring to the deaf community the truth of Jesus and as Jesus' identity as God come to earth to redeem the world. And you and I, one day, will see in heaven the results of Mark's work. Jesus has enabled him like he has enabled and changed each one of us, as we said at the beginning, to be different people by His healing and His grace than when we walked in here. getting the gospel to all people is so vital that Jesus left his home in heaven to bring us the message of hope and the message that we are changed by his mercy, by his compassion, by his grace. That is what the world still needs to hear with their ears. Like the deaf man, we, before having been given the unstoppable gift of faith, we were deaf to this message of hope. We couldn't hear about our healing. Now though, only by his grace are we hearers and tellers of God's word of good news in Jesus Christ, who has given us the gift of unstoppable faith. We, like this man, we now leave here hearing and speaking. Hearing and speaking the gospel. And as James reminded us, it is a living faith, a faith that we use, and in so doing, we demonstrate God's grace to us and to our neighbor. We have had our ears and tongues unstopped so that we can share the unstoppable gift of faith with others who need to hear that God's mercy is for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth